It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas.
We are two wild and crazy guys
on AM 930 WEOL.
Minutes after 5 o'clock, Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL. He's Matt Douglas. I'm Andy Bull Barch. The weather can't make up its mind. It was pouring down rain on my way over here about 2 or 3 hours ago, and now the sun's out again. It's 48 now. It'll be 78 24 hours from now. You just never know what you are going to get in these parts. Only legends can predict the weather, which is why our very next guest should be considered a legend as well, because he can wave his magic wand, he can make all the snow disappear, and he can bring the sun up just as quickly as he can set it down. Tom Kramig with the Lake Erie Crushers joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. How are you, sir?
I'm wading through the shovel of stuff you just used in that introduction.
Legends are a big part of our theme here today.
How am I going to live up to that?
Oh, come on. Anybody in Avon tells me that you live up to that every single day of the week, twice on Sundays.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right.
Is it really going to be 78 tomorrow? Is that what you said?
Yeah, 78. Actually, they're talking about it maybe getting a tinge higher than that. Matt Douglas promises 80 degrees.
I heard 80, yes.
Well,
what I'm reporting in my news reports there.
All right. Well,
if Douglas reports it, it's got to be a fact.
See? Thank you. That's the truth, yes.
That's right. Anything you hear on the local news, you could take to the bank. No question about that.
Yep, that's right. I used to do that.
Legends, right? That's the theme of our conversation here, my friend. Earlier this morning, you released the lineup of legends for this year's Cleveland Sports Legends softball game. Let's begin with the basic details of the game itself, and then we'll trot right in to the legends that you guys have lined up.
Sounds good. The game is Saturday, June 29th. First pitch will be around 7:05, as long as you get enough BP time and get that swing warmed up. We should go at 7:05 on Saturday, the 29th of June. We've got some great players. We've got some great local celebrities. If Douglas can guarantee us good weather that night, it should be a great night.
I think it's going to be perfect. That's what I'm saying right now.
Sounds good. I would take your word for it.
All right.
Put in your order for 70 and sunny. I'm sure Douglas can take care
that's
of that
right.
for you. Yeah, that's right. I'll be hiding in the outfield while the legends take BP. I'll just shag some flies out there. But you've got some really interesting names lined up this year, my friend. Who all is going to be a part of the action?
Well, everybody remembers from a couple years ago the party in Napolis, right? That was the theme of that whole Tribe World Series run. So we've got Mike Napoli coming in to join us this year. He's our headliner. He's excited about it. It should be a fun event. I believe you're going to be chatting with him later this week, perhaps.
Tomorrow at 3:40.
That's right. We've got Ernest Biner from the Browns coming in. We've got Bob Golic coming back. We've got Len Barker coming back. I know you were probably a little offended that the press release didn't say Barch to headline Cleveland Sports Legends games. But we thought Ernest Biner and Mike Napoli might outrank you a little, Bull. I'm sorry about that, but
they got a little
it should
more
be
pull.
Fun. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, they've got a little more pull than I do in these parts, no doubt about that. But that should be
party
a lot
of bull.
Oh, yeah, party of bulls. Just don't let my wife know about that
I
might get some dirty looks.
Yep. We'll get the shirts together, get those bad boys out.
Oh,
that's right. Party of bulls.
It could
be the theme of this year's World Series run.
Oh, man. Now I'm in a lot of trouble. Now I'm knee-deep, no question about that. Well, okay, I've got to ask you about Napoli because that's a really interesting get. A couple of years ago, Hafner was a part of this game, and people were thinking, boy, could he put one out? I'd venture to guess that a guy with a swing as violent as Mike Napoli's, he might be the first one to put one out of the yard in one of these games.
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, if Matt Douglas could make the wind blow out to left a little bit, I think it's a no-doubter.
All right, I'll see what I can do on that.
He's got that kind of swing, and lob one in there, and I can almost guarantee he'll give it his best shot. You know he'll be swinging for it.
Has anyone come? I mean, you guys have had some big dogs in this thing. Joe Thomas last year, as you mentioned, Travis Hafner. Has anyone come close to putting one over the actual wall out there?
I've seen gappers, and I've seen guys one-hop the wall.
Wow.
But I haven't seen anybody clear the fence yet.
That's pretty impressive, though.
Maybe we'll see. I don't, Bull, you were at the Travis Hafner game where he played for us last year. He hit a baseball into Interstate 90. That's the biggest shot I've seen since I got here.
I believe that.
I didn't even think that was possible.
Yeah.
But yeah, he yanked a foul ball that went.
He yanked it.
Yeah, I mean, that was crazy. It was amazing that he was able to.
Out of the ballpark and one hopped into the eastbound side of 90 and then on the westbound side. So.
Jeez.
I believe the only there are a lot of guys, as Tom mentioned, that have hit some gappers, one hopping the wall. I think the closest I think anyone came to hitting one out was probably Baerga's kid a couple of years ago. I mean, he tattooed some balls. And now, I'm not sure where he's at now, but I think shortly after that game, John Hart was running the show for the Braves, and they offered him a contract to come on as an undrafted free agent to hook up in Braves camp. But yeah, the thing about this game too is that everybody has so much fun with this, to the point where you were telling us the story last year, and we got to bring it back up because I just think this is fantastic. Baerga was a part of this in year one, and then you guys try and mix it up so you get different legends that mix in every year. And Baerga, I know, called you guys last year saying, hey, did I do something wrong to be not to be invited again in year two?
Right. He's like, that was so much fun. I want to come back. Where's my invite? And we had to tell him, look, Carlos, we're trying to get different names, different faces. You know, people don't want to see the same guys year after year after year, unless it's Andy Barch. But the legends, they want to see a variety of faces. So every year in the off season, we sit down and sort of go through the list. Okay, who can we get? You know, who's a big name that people want to see? And believe me, we've tried for a lot of guys. And on the baseball side, a big problem is, you know, so many ex-major league guys are still working in the game. You know, we've tried to get Nick Swisher, but he's got commitments with Fox Sports and coaching commitments. We had Ellis Burks lined up a couple of years ago, but he's still a roving instructor. I'm not sure if it's for the Indians or not. So he can't, you know, they can't commit to being here on a given day, a given night for a game. So, but we're always looking for new names. Always looking for new names. And we may announce a couple more before we throw the first pitch this year. We've got inquiries out. We're talking to Travis. We're trying to get him back. He's checking his schedule. He has said he wants to play. It's a matter of availability.
Very cool stuff. That should be a lot of fun. Again, Tom Kramig with the Lake Erie Crushers joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about this year's Cleveland Sports Legend softball game. So I thought it was interesting last year when you were telling us how you were able to connect the dots and get in touch with Joe Thomas. How did you guys land Mike Napoli for this year's game?
We work with a group out of Pittsburgh that works with major league players. We also work through the MLB Alumni Association. We've got a guy who's based down in Florida. And we've developed relationships with these guys over years and say, okay, can you get this guy? And they've got contacts, either direct contacts or through their agents, that they can reach out and sort of lay out what we're going to do. And again, 99 times out of 100, guys want to do it. It's just a matter of, does it fit their schedule? Can they get to Cleveland on that given Saturday night when we're doing the event? And again, as I mentioned with the baseball guys, they're sometimes tougher to get because they have other commitments.
And, of course, the charitable tie-in as well with Our Lady of the Wayside, I think that gets a lot of people to come out just because, A, it's a really fun thing to be a part of, and, B, you know, it goes towards an incredible cause. And, you know, that day in particular goes well beyond the game. There's a VIP package that's available, and I know that really allows folks who have been sports fans of this city for a long time to really kind of get up close and personal with some of these guys before they even start swinging the bat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the great things about this event is how interactive it is. You know, even during the game, they're talking to people in the stands. They're out there to have fun. Everybody knows this is just for fun. As long as we all walk off the field under our own power, that's a win. So whether it's the VIP event beforehand or signing autographs afterwards, that VIP event is really cool because you do get some face time. You know, when you're in line to sign an autograph, it's, hey, can you sign this? And you sort of move on. Whereas the VIP, you can sit and, you know, have a drink with these guys and hear some of the old stories. You know, you can tell Len Barker, hey, I was there that night because there were 10 million people there that night. He threw that perfect game and really chatted up. And the guys love it. They really enjoy it.
You know what's unique, Tom, is when you take a look at the list of guys you have coming back here, you have somebody that kind of spans every generation. As we mentioned, you guys got Joe Thomas last year who just retired from the Browns, so young and old fans knew him. You have some older guys, Ernest Biner, who I didn't have the opportunity to see play, but remember from my younger days and my dad talking about gentlemen like that, to Carlos Baerga, who I grew up with. You guys really find a way to span throughout Cleveland sports history and get a little bit of everybody for everyone.
Well, you know, I remember Ernest Biner playing because I am that old. So I sort of lean towards the guys who played in the 70s or maybe the 60s or the early 80s. And a lot of people on our staff are like, who's that? Oh, yeah, I've heard of him. Who's that? You know, well, what about Josh Cribbs? Okay, what about Josh Cribbs? Let's go get him. You know, Napoli from... Heck, that was 2 years ago. Yeah. He was playing in a World Series. So we try and spread it out so it's not all 70s guys, all 80s guys, all, you know, 2000s guys. Because we do want to try and get that cross-section of fans who a legend to a fan depends on how old you are.
Yeah. And the interesting thing, too, about the VIP, boy, last year you were talking about Len Barker and, you know, how that number just continues to rise every year. It was a cold, rainy day in May. And, you know, if you look at the video or you listen to the broadcast of that game, you can tell there weren't many people there because the conditions weren't exactly right. But, you know, you listen to these stories over the last 35 years, it seems like 4.5 billion people were actually in attendance at Old Municipal Stadium. And it's funny to listen to Barker retell that story. But, you know, that VIP experience is really fun to be a part of. And, you know, I was up there last year, and I think you guys do a terrific job with that, just keeping those guys moving in and out of the suites and in the outdoor areas as well. And, you know, just to kind of see the look on the face of the people who were there, just the fun they were having before those guys even got on the field. That was really, really cool. And I know you guys are looking forward to that coming up later on this year. But, you know, we could talk about the Legends game all day long, but you guys also have a season that's going to begin, oh, I don't know, a week and 2 days from now down in Florence for a game before you open up the home portion of your schedule this coming Friday. I know the Frontier League tryouts, the Frontier League draft were both last week. What kind of team has Cam Roth assembled thus far? I know he's still got about a week or so to go before he has to put a final roster together, but what kind of team does he have in camp?
Well, if you ask me right now, he's got a team with too many players. We've got 37 guys in camp. And there's 24 roster spots available. So there's a lot of competition going on right now. You know, we're doing drills. We're doing inter-squad games. We're actually heading over to play the Washington Wild Things in a couple of exhibition games Thursday, Friday over there. And then Saturday, they're back here for our big Fan Fest exhibition games. He's got a lot of players. He's got a lot of competition. You know, Cam has been historically a guy who preaches pitching and defense. So that's what our focus is going to be. We've got some familiar guys back, like Brian De La Rosa, who has been our catcher for the past couple years. Dane Hutchin, who, you know, was in camp with the Indians all spring and played a couple exhibition games with them before he got released. So he's going to be back with us this year. And we've got a fair number of new guys. We've got Aaron Hill, who was a rookie of the year in the Frontier League last year. He's back. It's going to be fun to watch and see how they do. You know, it's that double-edged sword of you want to do really well, but if these guys play really well, you know they're not going to be around long. Somebody's going to come down here and grab them and put them in their farm system.
37 guys still in camp?
37 guys in camp.
Wow. Okay. So
yeah,
13 moves.
I think we got like 17 pitchers, 18 pitchers. Cam likes pitchers. He's a former pitcher, and And again, it's competition. It breeds the best when you you're standing there with all the pitchers and there's 17 of them, and you know he's only going to keep maybe 11 or 12. You better be on your game. You better not have sat on your butt all winter and not worked.
Well, and certainly this is where you notice that. I mean, it's so interesting to see how guys change from one year to the next. It really is fascinating, especially when you're taking a look at independent ball. There are a lot of guys that stay in great shape, they stay sharp, and they keep after it because they know that competition is extraordinarily fierce. Fan Fest, that's this Saturday?
This Saturday, we're going to open the gates at 1 o'clock. Mr. Douglas, if you could help us with the weather there, we'd really appreciate it.
I will do my best, although I haven't been able to keep the rain away this week.
Yeah, this week we're all over the board, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're opening the gates at 1. We're going to have catch on the field before the game. We're going to have player autographs. We've got an exhibition game at 3. Fans can come in and take a tour of the clubhouse. For the youngsters, if you're 12 or under, you can go down and hit in the Crusher's batting cage where the players work out. Should be a lot of fun. We're trying to build some excitement. And here's the best part. It's free. All of it. Kids Zone will be open with the inflatables. So should be a fun day. We just need a little sunshine and a little warmer temperatures.
Very nice. Sounds like a good time this Saturday. Well, you'll be seeing a lot of me soon, my friend. So, you know, I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing for you. But with the season starting up, a week from Thursday and the first home game being a week from Friday against the Windy City Thunderbolts, we're all excited because when the Crushers start playing ball again, that means better weather is most certainly ahead. Tom, a pleasure as always, my friend. Thanks for the inside scoop on the Legends game and everything going on the next couple weeks here. We look forward to the start of a new season.
Well, I appreciate it. I look forward to seeing you out here. It's always the best part of my day. And bring Douglas along with you every once in a while.
Well, now that you know he's got all the pull he does with the weather,
yes, yeah.
you might want him around constantly. Yeah,
we'll be down.
Believe me, if he can bring good weather, he's got guaranteed lifetime season tickets.
All right, I'll have to do my anti-rain dance, as Bull says.
Oh, you got it.
It's an interesting
Thanks,
dance,
guys.
Let me tell you. Thank you, Tom. Thank you very much again. It's Tom Kramer with the Lake Erie Crushers joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.